President Trump today called it a disgrace that Democrats helped pay for some of the information in a dossier of allegations against him. Jeff Pagaz has the latest on that.
The 35-page dossier details some of the most explosive allegations now under investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. President Trump continued to dismiss the document today.
It was made up, and I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money, and Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it.
The law firm that represented both the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary for America campaign has confirmed that it paid Fusion GPS in April of 2016 to perform a variety of research services. Until now, some top Clinton campaign officials have denied knowing who was behind the effort to dig up dirt. Former campaign spokesman Brian Fallon.
I'm sure that there was a small group of folks that were aware of the nature of the decision to hire Fusion back in the spring of 2016, but it was kept for reasons that I can understand to a very select group, given the sensitive nature of who they hired.
Fusion GPS hired Christopher Steele, a former British spy who compiled a dossier containing unsubstantiated information, including President Trump's alleged connections to the Kremlin. Alex Conant, who is now a CBS News consultant, worked for Senator Marco Rubio's presidential campaign.
Every competent campaign does opposition research on their opponents because you want to know your opponent's vulnerabilities. I think hiring foreign spies is a rather aggressive tactic, which is not normal, but it is normal to do opposition research.
Republicans paid Fusion GPS to initiate the research during the primary. Later, as the FBI found some of the information credible, it considered hiring Steele, but when his role became public, that deal collapsed. Anthony?
Jeff Pagaz, thanks.